Delicious music. Delicious. Starlifterradio.com.
This is Dr. Hitchcock here, and I'm hanging backstage at the backstage. Makes it sound so elusive. Backstage of the OPO live.
Women and booze everywhere.
Here at Concrete Club, I'm hanging with OPO. Hello, sir.
G'day, bro.
Welcome back to New Kiwiland.
Thank you very much. They're good to be here.
Last time you played here was roughly around about a year ago, was it?
Last time I played in Christchurch City was probably that long ago, yeah. It was August, I think. Yeah, last year. But I played an outdoor party, the summer solstice party for Massive in last December. Yeah, that was last time I was in New Zealand.
And you're based over in Melbourne at the moment?
That's right, yeah, Melbourne.
We were talking off mic before about all the kind of crazy gigs you've been playing lately. What's been one of the favourites for you over the last 6 months?
Favourite gigs? Oh, there's a couple. One of the most favourites was a party called Wide Open Spaces in the desert out in the middle of Australia, literally in the middle, near Alice Springs. Well, I don't know how big the party was, but it was, you know, it was a nice size, and everyone was, you know, there and part of it, but just the vibe was amazing, and you're pretty much in a dinosaur park in the middle of this massive continent. You fly for hours across the desert to get there, and then, you know, it was quite surreal. It was great, and the party was amazing, and, you know, you climb the hill to watch the sunrise, and at the end of the whole party climbed the hill and watched the sunset, and just, you know, full noise, good times. Yeah, and I had a really good set, and really, you know, awesomely received, so that was one of them. But, you know, there's been so many at the moment that it's been a wild ride for sure. Yeah.
And you were saying before you've been over in Victoria for about over 5 years now.
Yeah, just over 5 years. Yeah, I think I moved there in 2005, May 2005 or so. 2010 now, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is 5 years. It actually is. I came back for a couple of months at one point, but yeah, it's kind of been the home base for a while, and I don't see myself moving anywhere. I've got a lot of missions coming up to various other countries and places like that, so I think I'll get my fulfillment, but who knows.
What's the crew that's kind of accepted you as one of their own? Is there one crew or a couple crews, or
There's so many. Like, yeah, that's the kind of thing I love about it. I don't have a specific thing, or, you know, I'm attached to a whole lot of things, and that's why I always wanted to keep, especially with my music as well, I never wanted to lock myself into one thing, and that kind of goes with, you know, the people you hang out with as well. You know, if you want to hang out with people that are doing that sort of thing right then, we go do that. You know, you don't have this kind of definite thing, but it just builds constantly. It's the best thing about it. I'm meeting new people all the time, and someone else is going to blow me away the next day, you know, and it's not this kind of like closed unit by any means, which is exactly what I need, and that's why I'm there, I guess. Yeah, that's good.
When you played Christchurch roughly a year ago, there was like this glitch hop kind of buzzword. Are you still playing a sound similar to that, or was that just kind of a buzzword at the time, or how would you describe your sound at the moment?
I'm not a massive fan of genre for classification, so the whole, yeah, the glitch hop thing, I guess, I think that spawned from the States, and it's still going on massively there. And the thing that they do, I think, is a lot more glitch hop, which is a bit slower than some of the stuff I do. And I don't know, it's definitely got a lot more kind of, I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't even know what glitch hop is myself still. It's kind of a random thing. I definitely have, what is it, funkadelic hippo hop is kind of where I put it, somewhere in there, which, you know, and take noises from trance to blues to funk to jazz, you know, and to just try and make it all work in one thing. And heaps of, you know, I really like hip-hop as well, so I'll throw a bunch of acapellas in there and stuff as well to kind of bring it back, which seems to be working really well. Yeah,
funkadelic hip-hop,
hip-hop, funkadelic hippo-hop. Fuck yeah.
Can we check a kangaroo in there, or a wallaby?
Yeah, well, what's an Australian animal that's got a crazy name? I don't know.
Dingo, a dingo you can check in anywhere.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Dingo stole my harp.
Yeah, ooh, hey, yeah, yeah. Hippo sat on my dingo, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And what are some, like, acts or producers, like, that you really respect or are doing a sound that really excites you right now?
It's funny, like, the more, at the moment for me, the more, I've been really, really busy recently, and I've had to just kind of switch off from the whole external music thing. I don't know why, it just kind of has happened that way. You know, obviously there's people that have, the main people that really still inspire me, the people that have been doing it for a long time and have kind of kept that thing going, and I kind of look at that as, you know, how have they done that, and that's what inspires me. When I sit at home and listen to music, It is quite far from what I make. I listen to a lot of kind of downbeat, jazzy, kind of beatsy kind of stuff, and just really, you know, Belarus and Bonobo and even just acoustic folk and things like that, just to fully remove my brain from that whole thing. In terms of electronic music, there's a guy called Eskimo, E-S-K-M-O, from Cali in the States, and he's extremely epic. I really, really like his stuff. He does doing some work now with Eamon Tobin, which a lot of people will know.
Sure.
So he's kind of in that realm of experimenting on that level, but maintaining awesome, you know, bass and funk, and of course Tipper. I had the pleasure of listening to his new album when he was in Australia, and it's just through the roof. Like, that's going to be another next level of electronica again, I think, with his new thing. Yeah, just big soundscapes, and yeah, and I'm lucky enough to have him doing a remix for me on my album as well. So yeah, it's going to be cool. Yeah, he's doing it at the moment. So there'll be a single some point coming up that will have him and a couple of others, and I can't really say where they are because they're all up in the air, but there's a few people doing them, so I don't know who's actually going to be the last ones on it, but yeah.
Just for the geeks, what's your latest geeky, techie trick?
What I've been doing recently is actually going back to the basics and using the less amount of processing on certain things and actually trying to make things work. You know, I'll process the sound and then chop it up manually and you know, leave a lot of things to audio and actually kind of take away from that really complex ways of doing things and actually trying to make a simple tune with less elements. And doing huge build-ups with three sounds and creating vibe out of that, those really simple sounds. And I've been putting in, you know, some harmonica and guitar and stuff like that into things as well. And it's kind of another angle that I want to go down at the same time. So the techie trick thing, I don't know, it's you know, I've definitely started getting a bit more into making some, you know, exciting bass noises for myself and having multiple layering and all this sort of stuff, but it just, you know, takes so much time. I'd rather do it quickly, and if it works, then move to the next thing. That's the biggest thing I can ever give anyone advice about, is if you spend too long on one sound, you forget what it sounds like, and you already, you know, you forget what actually you had at the start, and you know, you really shouldn't spend much more than 5, 10, 15 minutes on a thing, and if it's not working, then go do something else, you know, and make a drum beat or something, and then go back to try and make a bass sound or whatever. Just, you know, that's the thing that slows people down, and you have an awesome sound, but you've already heard it so many times you don't even realise how awesome it is, you know. It's like, so if there's any techie trick I can give, that's it, man. Just fucking, you know, move on, keep moving. This one's for the boom solution. Coming out live, got a solution. This one's for the boom solution. Coming out live, got a solution.